It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, October 26, 2021. Today is the birthday of American lawyer and politician Edward William Brooke, born in Washington, D.C. in 1919. Brooke was the first African-American popularly elected to the United States Senate, where he served two terms from 1967 to 1979. Brooke earned his undergraduate degree at Howard University in Washington in 1941 and served as an infantry officer during World War II, achieving the rank of captain. After being discharged, he earned two law degrees from Boston University and was editor of the Boston University Law Review. He began practicing law in 1948 and became a successful Boston attorney. Entering politics, he was defeated in attempts to win a seat in the Massachusetts legislature in 1950 and 1952. He also failed in his 1960 bid to become the Massachusetts Secretary of State. From 1961 to 1962, he served as chairman of the Boston Finance Commission, seeking evidence of corruption in city politics. In 1962, Brooke, a Republican, in an overwhelmingly Democratic state, was elected Attorney General of Massachusetts. A vigorous prosecutor of official corruption, he was re-elected in 1964 by a large margin, despite the success of Democrats that year. Democratic presidential candidate Lyndon Johnson captured more than 75% of the vote in Massachusetts against Republican hopeful Barry Goldwater. In 1966, Brooke ran for a seat in the U.S. Senate and won by nearly 500,000 votes. That year, he also published The Challenge of Change, Crisis in Our Two-Party System, which focused on self-help as a way to address the social issues facing the United States during the 1960s. He established a reputation as a soft-spoken moderate on civil rights and a leader of the progressive wing of the Republican Party. In 1972, he was overwhelmingly re-elected. 6 years later, however, beset by personal problems including accusations of financial misdeeds and a divorce, Brooke lost his bid for a third term. In 2008, journalist Barbara Walters disclosed that she and Brooke had engaged in an affair for several years prior to his divorce. After leaving the Senate in 1979, Brooke became chairman of the National Low-Income Housing Coalition and resumed his practice of law. His memoir, Bridging the Divide, in 2007, explores issues of race and class as viewed from his experiences as an African-American Republican politician from a largely Democratic state. On June 23, 2004, President George W. Bush awarded Brooke the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That same year, he received the Jeremy Nicholson Negro Achievement Award, acknowledging his outstanding contributions to the African American community. On October 28, 2009, 2 days after his 90th birthday, Brooke was presented with the Congressional Gold Medal. Brooke died at his home in Coral Gables, Florida, on January 3, 2015, at age 95. He was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 26th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.